Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. The positives of that recent case of BSE in Alabama in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, coming up next week, it's the Silver Anniversary Edition of Video Royale, a great sale put together by Superior Livestock, originating on Monday from Fort Worth, their historic Stockyards studio location, and then on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week, 2nd, 3rd, 4th of August, they'll be originating from the Winnemucca Convention Center, Winnemucca, Nevada. The Monday sale, July 31st, starts 8 a.m. Central Time. It'll be featuring feeder steers, feeder heifers, as well as weaned calves and calves on cows from our part of the country. Then they will be reorganizing and setting up shop in Winnemucca, starting to sell starting at 10 a.m. Central Time on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. All the sales will be seen on Dish Network Satellite 232, as well as on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Go to SuperiorLivestock.com for more details or call them 800-422-2117. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. Talking today with Colin Woodall from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's D.C. office. Colin, a lot of challenges out there. Maybe one of the most recent challenges in the world of animal agriculture and beef industry was this latest atypical case of BSE. Not worried, you know, so much about the animal health aspects of it, but from your perspective in that Washington office, you interact with the media at a national level. Much impact from this particular case that was announced just a week or so ago, the cow from Alabama?
Very little impact, Ron. We were actually surprised at how few media inquiries we actually received on this, which I think is a very good thing for us because we didn't want this to be a major media issue. You know, as we know, atypical cases are expected. Even the OIE, which is the World Organization for Animal Health, says that it will happen spontaneously and sporadically. So it's not necessarily something that was a surprise to us. Had it been a case of classical BSE, probably a different story. But the fact that it was atypical, I think everybody, after everything we've been through with BSE, understands that it was a non-event. So fortunately, it was a non-event in the media. We didn't see any consumer reaction. And more importantly, we didn't see any of our trade partners take any definitive action against us in regards to this case.
Well, that's a win as far as the overall crisis management for the industry.
Oh, it's a huge win. I think it shows that we have been prepared and we continue to learn our lessons from that original case back in 2003. But also it shows that when we negotiate these trade deals, that we always need to make sure that we have clauses in there that will prevent any negative action just because we have another case of BSE, whether it's classical or atypical. And we did that in the most recent China deal. We made sure there was a clause in there that said if there was another case of BSE, that China could not close to us. So we didn't expect to test it that quickly, but but we did. And fortunately, we weathered that storm. And ultimately, this ended up being a non-event for us.
On the area of animal ID, of course, the USDA going around doing hearings and public interactions with the cattle industry and the livestock industry. Do you feel that this particular case further reinforces that we've done a pretty good job on that stage one, that initial amount of being able to do trace back?
I think it does show that the trace back that we have in place is useful. It may not work as quickly as a lot of people would like it to, but it does work. I do know that because of this case of BSE, it definitely has re-energized the whole discussion of whether or not these programs need to be mandatory.
Cattle industry lobbyist Colin Woodall on that recent case of BSE found out in Alabama. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
At your Beef Buzz, have a good day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.